I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Many eyes in Southeast Asia have been on Indonesia, where a new wave of protests exposes harsh living conditions. John Padaiti from Bibles for the World says people feel the government is growing repressive and corrupt. Yet the unrest also reveals the nation's deeper need for hope, and Christians are meeting protesters with the good news.
Third wave, the most recent wave of protests and violence, we had a wonderful window within that to provide 80,000 Gospels of John and 15,000 New Testaments for the new believers.
The gospel is so refreshing that people often stop in their tracks.
So often we saw them just kind of step off to the side and start reading God's word immediately.
To learn how you can pray, visit missionnews.org. Then, Syrian Christians continue to follow Christ in a troubled world. Hunter Williamson with Themar LSESD says sectarian violence still haunts Syria. This means often Christians are persecuted because of their social backgrounds, not just their faith. However, Christians in Syria have also faced direct violence. A suicide bomber killed 25 in a church in Damascus in June. Williamson says there have been other threats as well.
This has sort of reignited this desire of a number of Christians to leave Syria. Now, among others, there's this feeling or sense that they need to continue to be a light to their country. They need to be reaching out to their communities to serve them, to show the love of Christ.
Please pray that God would protect His church as they love their neighbors and share the gospel. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.